The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Or mostly coronavirus, or maybe a little poker, whatever the hell we want. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get it, hey, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We can take some calls. You can also get us on Twitter. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it is a Wednesday when you call, text, tweet, whatever you choose to do, put odds on it. What are the odds that Mr. Hoffman is going to be here at some point today, Aaron? Oh, good.
Percent 1,000, Freddie.
All right.
How dare you?
What's going on, man?
At the very last second.
The sports and stuff. Yeah, my unit is getting slower and slower to connect each day. So I need to. I guess I need to give myself a little more time. Yeah, that's what they say.
So, I want to thank everybody who participated in the poker tournament last night. That was a lot of fun. And everybody enjoyed it so much that we're going to do another one tonight. And Courtney has told us that the winner, at some point, we'll have to figure out how to get it to you. We'll get you an MLB The Show. So
nice.
A little something to play for. And it was a lot of fun. We did a little $20 tournament today just to kind of test how it would work sending money back and forth. And that seemed to go off without a hitch, and it was a lot of fun. And I was surprised last night at the quality of play for a free tournament. I mean, everybody played pretty smart poker, at least at my tables, and seemed to be having fun. So give some people something to do, then, you know, all for it. And we're hoping that Saturday we'll do a $50 one, and we'll get you the details on that once Jerry and I work out a couple things. But if you're curious about it, just go to Sports Map and get on the there's a story on how to log in and become part of the club, and you can play for free when we play for free, or you can play for money when we play for money. So just check that out. The one we played today, I did one of my Drew Dean short stack specials and lasted the entire tournament as a short stack until there were seven left. So
nice.
It wasn't much fun, but
how many guys did you play with today?
We had 16, you know, just did $20 each and paid off top four, but, it was a lot of good players, a lot of people who listen to the show a lot. So we had a lot of fun, and I think Jerry's doing another one tonight for like $25. So hit him up if you're interested in that. I'm just going to play the free one. Cause you know, I'm not the one thing I do not want to do is get in the habit where all I'm doing is sitting around playing online poker, because that's not very productive.
No, it's not. It is not. But yeah, it was fun playing last night. Yeah, I had a good time as well. So, I don't know how often I'll be playing, but I'll get into them here and there when I can. And I had a good time as well. I was either in first or second place the entire night through the break, and then shortly after the break, I got into a hand with the third stack, and he had quad queens, which is a tough hand
Ouch.
To beat. And I wasn't even close to beating him anyway. So it was a bad time for me to try to bluff, and that knocked me damn near down to nothing. And then I think I lost with like I shoved all in with Ace King against Ace Jack or something, and didn't go my way. So, but it was funny to watch me go from second stack to out of the tournament in literally two hands. But I got to play with Jerry, got to play with Jason Braddock, got to play with Jerome Solomon. So it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, I think Jason was at my table for a while, and he had a big double up with aces, and Jerry was there briefly. And then today Jerry was at my left, so it never really mattered, because basically from the first hand I was down 600 chips And
I doubled up on the very first hand last night. That's what made my game. Yeah. So gave me a little bit of a head start.
Yeah, last night I did pretty well just grinding. I never really had any cards. And then I got in a three-way all-in with Jax against Ace-10 and something, 9-7, I think, and an ace hit. And then today, of course, I'm down to 350 chips, and the blinds are 100, 200. And I'm the big blind with 2-4, so there's four callers in front of me. So it's like, okay, you know, throw the extra 101 in there. And wound up with hitting a full house with twos and got me up to 1,700. The very next hand, I get jacks again and shove and two callers. And I'm like, okay, I win this hand. Suddenly, I'm sitting on 5,000 chips. Good luck, everybody. And he had ace-queen and, of course, an ace on the flop. So, you know, but it was fun. And I was lucky to get there with the 2-4. So,
yeah. Well, looking forward to playing more, man. It was a fun escape.
Yeah, it really was, and you know, it almost felt normal for a very brief time because nothing else sure does right now. And you know, if you saw this, but you brought this up the other day and about how in China and places like that, how they were able to lock down people and keep the thing from spreading. There's a really good story on USA Today that you ought to read because they went through all the things that they did and how radical they were and how you could probably never do them here and why it was able to work. But it basically sounded like your comments from the other day. It's like the countries like that are able to lock it down because they control everybody.
Well, I've got an even crazier story. I don't know if you saw what's going on in Turkmenistan.
No.
Are you familiar with Turkmenistan?
I am familiar with it.
They are just north of Iran. And Iran, if you haven't been reading, is one of the most heavily hit by coronavirus. Turkmenistan is ranked dead-ass last in a very important category. The Reporters Without Borders freedom rankings, they are dead last. So that's a tough thing to do. They're right behind North Korea of the 180 countries ranked by freedom. They are number 180. North Korea is 179, but they have an 85.44 rating compared to an 83.4 rating. I guess a high one is not very free, but apparently North Korea has some freedoms that certainly, you know, that Turkmenistan doesn't. Surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, the United States not as high as you would think, 48th in the rankings. The most freedom is in Norway, number one, Finland, number two, Sweden, number three, Netherlands, four, Denmark, five. So Switzerland, six, all those fancy Nordic Euro countries. They've got it going on. But Turkmenistan they've got a unique way of combating coronavirus. They're just saying, we don't have coronavirus here. And if you happen to say the word coronavirus, you'll be arrested. The president, I don't know if we'll call him a president, but we'll call him the leader of Turkmenistan, has said his name is Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. And he says he's banning the word. He says this is not a word that we're going to use. The press is not going to use it. The people are not going to use it. I want it removed from health brochures distributed at hospitals, schools, and workplaces. And officers are to arrest anyone who discusses the pandemic in public. They are also to arrest anyone who wears a face mask in public. God. So they're just going with it doesn't exist. And you know, as long as it doesn't exist, we're not going to have any of it.
Well, I guess that makes sense. If you don't believe in something, then just, you know, hey, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I love it.
It says, Cooley says the government is likely using, they're anticipating a big post-pandemic economic collapse because their country is highly reliant on the sale of natural gas to China. And that business obviously not going to be great in the near future. But he said they say the leader or the supreme leader, whatever the hell this guy is, doesn't want to look weak because he portrays himself very much as a Superman of all trades, the one in charge, the one to be revered and listened to. Before banning talk of the pandemic, he had reportedly offered remedies to battle the virus from a book that he authored on medicinal plants. So he thought, you know, I've got this book. Maybe this will help me sell some books. When that didn't work, he was like, okay, we just don't have it. Forget about coronavirus. It's not our problem.
This is what happens when you elect Joe Exotic as the president of a country.
That's basically what it boils down to, yes.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to today, and there's a little sports, but there's a lot of other stuff. And we're going to have some fun for the next 3 hours, so stick around. Get in touch with us however you can. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's about to get heavy.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And A.J., I wanted to ask you, where does Canada rank on that list?
They were pretty high. I think they were in like the top 20 or something like that.
Yeah, I think
they were yellow, which is good. Well,
one thing that came out,
like freedom.
Ah, well, you know, I'm a fan of freedom. You know, as long as it doesn't mean, hey, let's go out in a group right now. You know,
right.
But other than that, their stimulus package that they did in Canada, $8,000 per person, basically $2,000 a month for 4 months.
Nice.
So, yeah. So they take care of theirs up there. I gotta say, but. Of course, you know, $8,000 Canadian is probably like $6,200.
It's like $50.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's hopefully that over 4 months. I hope we're past this in 4 months, because if we're not, God knows what the world's going to look like. Got a few.
Speaking of the, you know, flattening the curve, and we have where is it at? JD was saying it's easy for China. Looks like they handle things well when they've lied about every step of their dealings with the virus. If you think they've only lost 3,500 people to the virus, I have some oceanfront property in Channelview to sell you. I don't think any of us believe that China's done things right either. The only example I've found of a country that really handled things properly is South Korea. And basically what they did is they just tested everybody. And they're able to produce 100,000 tests per day because they didn't decide to go with a privately owned tester that happened to be owned by, you know, Jared Kushner's family. I don't know how that relates to anything, but they're able to produce 100,000 tests a day. They just tested everywhere, and they're still getting about 100 cases a day, but their curve has. I mean, it's totally flattened, and it's been flat for about a week now. So they did do it right. I don't believe China's done anything right. I think China's, which, by the way, I think fourth from the bottom in that freedom ranking was China. So they didn't do it. I mean, they're not telling the truth. Their media is lying, or they're not allowed to tell the truth. I shouldn't say they're lying, because the media there is controlled by the government. No, I don't think anybody believes China's doing things the right way. But like I said, the only country that I've seen that's really got it figured out is South Korea, and they decided we're just going to test everybody right up front. And if you test positive, you get yourself taken care of and then quarantine.
So,
and they've actually not shut down a whole bunch of their country.
100,000 tests a day, and what have we had in Texas, like 35,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to imply that Canada is doing China was doing things right. I just think if you go look at some of the stuff they did, it was gets back to what you talk about with people's freedoms and what they would allow them to do and not do. That's why I kind of found the story fascinating because there was
because
the way they separated.
There's places where, like I said before, we're not a country that likes to be told what to do. We're not a country that doesn't like to have our luxuries and sometimes our freedom, or if you want to call it freedoms, can spoil us into thinking that no one should be able to ever tell us what to do. And
right.
This was one of those cases where it would have been nice to be told what to do.
Well, and that's part of the trade-off, right? I mean, we're able to do so much in this country, and you know that's really what the country's founded on. But there are times, and if we think this is the last outbreak of something, we're kind of silly. And you know this is going to happen again if we're not prepared for these things. But yeah, there are times where you do have to give up those freedoms a little bit. Can I throw out a normalcy thing for people for tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Our friends over at the Maple Leaf Pub are doing a steak night where you go pick it up. You order it ahead of time and you just go and pick it up. And if you're kind of hungry for steak and want to do it, just go to their Facebook page and pre-order it. We ordered a couple last night, and as soon as the show's over tomorrow, we're just going to go pick it up and then come home and eat it. So for those of you who miss steak nights like I do, you can still have it. Just do it at home.
All right.
A couple things from the text line. So I know you guys get this every day lately, but thank you again for providing an entertaining bright spot to the day. Just found out Friday will be the last day of work for myself and several coworkers. Sorry to hear that, man. I know a lot of you guys, this is happening. It's happening a lot. It's going to happen more. And, you know, it hurts my heart every time I hear that. And I've got friends and family who have already been affected pretty badly, too. So just hang in there the best you can, man. We'll just do our best to keep you entertained. And, Martin said he had a great time playing poker last night. I'm not sure about playing for money. I lose focus the longer the tournament lasts. Yeah, that's easy to do.
And especially in a free tournament, I will take unnecessary risks that end up being stupid, and that's what I did last night. But I always feel like if I play a long tournament, I'm at a disadvantage because my attention span isn't ideal for something like that. My best case scenario is like a one table sit and go, and that's
how
I played when online tournaments were, you know, in vogue when you could play them all the time. That's what I did, was specifically 6-man sit and goes.
Yeah, I miss those, and that was the same ones I used to play all the time. And the one we did today wound up being 16 players, 2 tables, which was okay. I mean, it was like 2 hours before I got knocked out. So for $20, I'm going to get bored if it goes on too long. I know it. It's just a hard thing to avoid. That's part of the game, unfortunately, is we're all kind of ADD in life. And that's why those 6-handed sit and goes were so perfect back in the day. We got a call. Let's get Lewis on. He wants to ask a draft question.
How's it going, guys?
Sports,
hey, the question I have to ask is the way coronavirus and everything's going, and do you guys see any surprises coming into the first and second round of draft? But on that same note, again, the way coronavirus is going, a lot of these teams ain't able to vet these young guys coming into the NFL the way they normally would. How do you guys see that affecting the NFL as far as a lot of hidden gems and talents maybe going to teams that, you know, they might have been drafted higher had this not all happened?
I think the guys, and we talked to Lance about this a little bit, I think the guys that are most going to be affected by it are the guys who are coming in without 100% clean medical bills. So guys like Tua, who there's question marks about where he is physically. Guys like that are probably gonna have a they'll probably take a little hit in their stock.
Yeah, I think it'll be less with a guy like Tua because of who he is and how high profile he is. But Lance mentioned a couple of guys that on Monday that, you know, might have been third or fourth round guys, and but they had medical issues. Now, those guys may fall, and you might wind up getting a pretty good player, either unsigned or undrafted free agent or sixth or seventh round because of that. But I don't know that it's going to be as all that different. I mean, I do think the one thing, and like I said, Lance brought it up and was really strong about it, was the medicals on these guys, not being able to have access to that. I think that might cause a couple guys to drop that are actually healthy and you don't have any way of knowing. So somebody mentioned the Belarus president. We should have Belarus and Turkmenistan mate.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you'd get.
No coronavirus.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, I got to tell you about Karbak, and that's something that you'll never be able to get in Turkmenistan because they don't love freedom. Here, we love freedom, and we love good beer, and Karbak's got plenty of both. So Karbak is one of the few places in town that's not doing – their restaurant's not open for to-go orders. They are not selling beer to-go out of the restaurant. What they are doing is they're ramping up production. They're making sure that – every grocery store and every liquor store is stocked with their beer. So they're taking care of all their accounts and making sure that if you're going out to a place that sells beer to go, you'll be able to get it. If you go to the grocery store, they're never going to be out of what you want. And they've got something for everybody. They've got the mixed four packs now. They've got a mixed IPA four pack. They've got a regular mixed four pack, which includes, I want to say it's got Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Bach, and some other. But they've got the BBH mixed four packs as well. So there's something for everybody out there. The Southern Wheat is out there. So follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to see when things go back to normal. But until then, make sure when you're out at the grocery store, you grab yourself some Karbach.
Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story with this.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you're having a good one. If you're not, hopefully we'll do our best to make it a little bit better. Also, if you get a chance, check out Sports Map today. A lot of good stuff on there. Salman Ali, who does Rockets for us, did a little piece on why Yao Ming is historically underrated, comparing him to some other players, and it's very fascinating. I don't know that I buy it, but it's very well done. And I did a thing where I asked a bunch of hardcore Texans fans how they would feel if Deshaun Watson were to get traded, and the responses were interesting. And I think the one that kind of resonated with me the most, and I don't want to, you know, poach from the article, I'd like you to go read it, but this lady said Peter Benet had season tickets from the beginning. They made friends with everybody around them who had season tickets. They all hang out together now. They go to road games together, and it's created lasting friendships around this team. And yeah, you'd want them to do the right thing, but because, you know, they've created a camaraderie, and that I kind of get. And so that's why they're gonna stick with them no matter what, because that's where it started. But, you know, if you think about it, I mean, I've made lifelong relationships at the horse track and through poker and things like that. So I totally get it. And I guess that's one reason where you could defend not giving up on your team. But I was curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should ask yourself, are these people that I've created these relationships with, is your whole relationship built on a football team? Is that all that matters? Because how good of a friend are you if that's all your relationship is?
No, I think her point, though, was that, you know, that's what they had in common to begin with, and it gives them all something to do together. Just, you know, like some of us have poker. I mean, still friends outside of that. But it's, you know, I mean, that's the only explanation that actually resonated with me. The rest of them, I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big if that's the only reason that's all that's holding your friendship together, maybe it ain't that great of a friendship. Maybe you got bigger issues than your crappy football team.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, there's a lot of people that I was friends with poker that I don't talk to anymore either because we don't have poker. But
I mean, like, would these people, I guess what I'm asking is, are you going to stop being friends with someone if they stop cheering for the same football team as you? Because that's kind of weird.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. But, you know, it's, like I said, it was their thing that they all kind of came together over, and they appreciate the team for that, I guess. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, I still, you and I are a little different. I don't think there's anything that wouldn't make me walk away from a team at some point. And including University of Houston when they hired a guy who supported rape. But, you know, that's, I mean, I kind of get that, I guess. It's just, it's never going to be me because if they were to trade Deshaun Watson and I were a hardcore fan of this team, I'd be out so fast it wouldn't be funny. But, you know, I wanted different perspectives. And so that's what's in there. And I actually wrote a Texans piece without bashing Bill O'Brien.
Good job. There's a first.
It wasn't easy. I had to cut a couple lines out where I just, you know, basically called him an idiot, and you know, but I tried to do the other side of something for once, and that's what I have to do for content right now is come up with some different things. So hopefully you'll check it out. Texter, what are the odds you'll answer this? Can you talk about how quarterbacking has changed from era to era, specifically the last 20 years, as the NFL officially moved on from pocket passers to mobile? Will this new style of quarterback survive, and have we seen the last of Peyton and Tom-style quarterbacks? No, you haven't seen the last, I don't think, because, you know, the most of the guys that are coming out now just happen to be more mobile. Even Joe Burrow can run a little bit. I mean, he's a pocket passer, obviously. But, you know, I don't think it's...
I mean, how many yards did Patrick Mahomes run for last year?
Now, well, and not that's it's a great point, but he could have run for a lot more. They were really smart with him. And once they got to the playoffs, he ran a lot more. But he's mobile. He can do it. But he's better at extending plays with his mobility, which is kind of what Deshaun does. And, you know, I just think you don't want the guys running. Like, that's why we say the Ravens are, to me, the only question with them is, do you keep Lamar Jackson healthy? And he did an amazing job of not getting hit, considering how much he runs. But most of these other guys, you don't want them running that much. You don't want Patrick Mahomes taking off and running in a regular season game because you don't want to take a chance with him. And the same thing with Watson.
Well, I think that it's just going to boil down to, I mean, it's nice if you've got a guy who can run, but if a guy, you want a guy who ideally, if running isn't an option, he's still good. And I think that we've seen examples of that in Patrick Mahomes. I think we saw an example of that with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson doesn't run like he used to run, and they're still super effective. So ideally you want a dual threat guy, but I don't think that that's a total necessity at this point. I mean, we're still seeing guys drafted who aren't. I mean, Justin Herbert's probably going to be one of the, you know, he's going to be a top draft pick, and he's slow as molasses. It's just a matter of what teams can do with what guys.
Yeah, and even going back to Aaron Rodgers early in his career, he ran a hell of a lot more too. But
didn't run at all anymore.
Yeah, and what you want is a guy who can extend a play, who's accurate and doesn't get rattled in the pocket, and also, you know, does stuff off script. And that doesn't necessarily mean take off running. And I think as you watch guys evolve, and I think Deshaun needs to do a little more of this too, but Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and guys like that would take off running more earlier in their careers. As they've gotten older, it's not that they've slowed down that much. It's just that they keep looking to make a pass while they're outside the pocket, and they keep looking downfield and make more plays.
Well, they're also looking
way
to protect their bodies.
Yeah.
You know, because that becomes more important as you get older as well. It's just making sure that you can be up for the next game too. You know, that's the guys like Lamar Jackson who, let's face it, if Lamar Jackson ran a 5.2 or a 5.3 40, Lamar Jackson probably wouldn't be an NFL quarterback. But having that threat is just such a huge part of his game. I don't think that that's every mobile quarterback, though. I still think there are plenty of guys. And Patrick Mahomes, I think, is the prime example of a guy who, if he needs to, he can do it. But he doesn't really need to. That's how good he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing about Lamar Jackson is I don't think that this is necessarily a trend that's going to happen where a guy is a better runner than he is a passer. I just think this is an example of a coaching staff finding the best way to use the talents of a guy who's very talented. And there's
he's also a special runner. He's not just a good runner. I mean, he's like he's a world-class talent. You know, if he were just regular quarterback fast, I don't think he'd be nearly as effective. But he's a freakishly athletic guy. I mean, to the point where it's hard to even game plan for him. Him and Michael Vick are the guys that I've ever seen. Well, and Robert Griffin III when he was healthy, that have like track speed. That's different than just being a mobile quarterback.
Well, and not just that, he's elusive when in the open field. I mean, like a running back, and like a really good running back. I mean, he has little moves and subtle things like that that make him hard to hit. And you know, there's just not many guys like that. I think you name the only three. And I mean, I don't think that means. I think they're more open, if anything, to guys coming out of the air raid offense because, frankly, there's a bunch of schools running it now, and you almost have to draft those guys.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And Lamont says, if I'm an NFL owner, a mobile running quarterback would scare the bleep out of me. As funky as it sounds, that's an investment. It does because, you know, everybody likes to write RG3 off as a bust, but he got hurt. And if he hadn't have got hurt, I mean, he'd probably be a pretty damn good quarterback to this day. But once he lost that elite speed, that elite track speed you're talking about, then there just wasn't enough there for him to be an effective quarterback anymore.
Well, and the fact that he doesn't have that elite speed anymore and is still in the league says something about, he was a pretty good, he could throw the ball too. I mean, he was not just a running quarterback. Is he a good enough, you know, without his legs to be a starter in the league? Probably not. And you know, he's come to grips with that. And the, you know, there's teams who have found a way to use him. So kudos to him for that. But that's not every guy. But you're right. You go from a guy drafting him number two overall to him being a backup quarterback with an injury. That is the risk of taking these guys that speed is such a big part of their game. But I mean, it could. If Patrick Mahomes fell down and fractured his elbow, and it, you know, or needed Tommy John surgery or something, I mean, suddenly he's not the same guy either. So it could really happen in a lot of ways. It's just a lower extremity injury seems more likely to happen.
I don't know. I think Patrick Mahomes is bulletproof. Remember when he dislocated his kneecap and was back two games later?
Yeah.
But you're
right.
If
if he breaks a collarbone or something like that, you know, he's it's not going to be the same. And that's every quarterback in the league. If they get hurt, they're not the same quarterback.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And Texer says, I mean, how slow do you think RG3 is? He's still got to be a top three fastest quarterback in the league. I don't think so. Not if you watched him.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. But
he ain't slow. I don't think he's a top three fast quarterback in the league anymore. Otherwise, he'd still be a starter.
Yeah, yeah. I think it really, and somebody brought up a good point. He was taking hits in the pocket and running and not sliding and things like that that helped contribute to him getting hurt. And, you know, those are all things that, I mean, remember, we thought Deshaun Watson might die after his first few games and what, 2 years ago when he got sacked however many times.
Yeah, and, looked like it was going to be a short career.
But, you know, and that's the one thing, and as much as I didn't bash O'Brien today in my column, I feel fine bashing him on the show. That's the frustrating thing when you watch that offense is good coaches play to their players' strengths. And I so wish we'd see more of those bootlegs and things that Gary Kubiak used to run and get him outside the pocket where he's got, you know, he can use his mobility that way, not taking off and running. And they're so effective on offense when they do things like that, but they're just so insistent on the, okay, let's drop straight back, sit in the pocket, hope he doesn't get his head torn off and he escapes somehow and manages to throw a touchdown pass. And, right. You know, they just do way too much of that, and it's frustrating to watch.
Well, I think that, I mean, that's why they had to refocus and reorganize and invest in the offensive line the way they did, because that was obviously the way it was going to go. They didn't want to ruin that initial investment.
Yeah, and, you know, that's all fine and good, but you can also protect your guy by running your offense a little bit better. But I'm going to be nice. I don't want to bash Bill O'Brien today. I'm trying to get through a whole day without doing it more than once now. So, that's probably not going to work. You see they're doing this NBA 2K players tournament?
Yes. People betting on it.
I know. I've got the odds for it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. How do you have any idea which ones of these guys are any good at these games is beyond me.
Well, I guess some of them play online a lot because Kevin Durant is your favorite at plus 375. So...
Give me I want a guy under 30.
Okay.
Like under 30 years old.
Right, right. Michael Porter?
No, I don't like his game. Who else can I have?
DeAndre Ayton's a co-third favorite at plus 700 with Trae Young.
No, he's too big. I want someone with smaller hands.
How about Trae Young?
No, I don't like him. Give me, who else do I got? I need longer odds, too.
Boy, most of these guys are older players. Harrison Barnes, plus 2,000. So,
yeah, okay, you're too old for me.
I can't bet on this. I'm sorry.
I'm not hearing anybody I like, so maybe I'll pass today.
Yeah, you want Steph Curry or something when he was 5 years
old. No, he's too old, too.
Yeah,
I need someone who's like maybe late 20s.
Yeah, there's not a ton of. I mean, most of these guys are like Hassan Whiteside, Donovan Mitchell. How about Donovan Mitchell?
I take Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, I like him. Oh, but he's right, overcoming coronavirus.
Oh, he's fine now. He's fine now. And guess what? See, that probably helped him. He probably
may
played
have lost
more.
Value. I don't know. I think he lost valuable NBA 2K practice time.
Well, he's plus 900, so you got that.
How about Hachimura? What's my odds on him?
Plus 2,000.
That's my guy. That's my pick.
Okay.
He's part Asian.
Yeah.
And where were video games invented? Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's very young.
Well, and, you know, Asians are usually pretty good at these games. At least when I get online, that's who's kicking my ass. So
there you go. Well, there's my choice. All right. Don't try to take my guy.
No, I've made it clear that I'm not betting on this. Daniel said he has Honey Badger and the Madden one they're doing for $10.
Good luck. Again, I think he might be too old. You got to think about these guys that have been in the league for long enough. They don't have as much time to play. The guys fresh out of college, they just had plenty of time to play.
And I definitely don't want anyone with kids.
Oh, no. Now, I would say if you look at a guy who has had an extensive injury history, Yeah. That's someone that I'd be interested in. And Kevin Durant, that may be why he's such a favorite, because he's had so much time off on the shelf. But DeMarcus Cousins, oh boy. I mean, that guy, he pretty much never plays. So that's a guy who's had plenty of time to practice.
Well, 18-1 on DeMarcus.
That's my second horse.
I could play an exacta box with those two.
Yes. DeMarcus Cousins, also half Asian, little known fact.
Ah, well, there you have it.
Yeah. I don't like to tell people that, but I'm pretty sure I heard that from Brian Windhorst.
Oh, 713-780-ESP is your number.
They're going to broadcast this on ESPN.
Well, I don't blame them. What else do they have right now?
Well, yeah, they really got nothing else going.
You really want to sit here and watch these damn 25-year-old football games? I mean, every now and then there's one that pops up. It's like, that might be interesting, but I can't. I mean, I know how it ends.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Did you see they moved up that Bulls documentary that they're doing?
Yeah, that's a smart move. I think anything, if you've got something that you've been like waiting for a big moment to release, now's the time to do it. Because I don't know if Tiger King would have had the success that it had if it got, you know, if it came out on a normal, you know, random Tuesday. I think it was helped certainly by the coronavirus.
Yeah, I think it was. There's no question that I think Ozark season 3 is getting a lot of buzz because of that too. So
I haven't finished it yet. Have you already finished it?
Yeah. Yeah, I finished it one day.
Man, you're fast on these things.
Well, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
That was my day Saturday was I watched the whole thing while we were betting on horses. So
okay.
346 says, I just got laid off due to COVID, and I'll be spending more time at home, so I'm thinking about buying a Big Green Egg barbecue pit, but I heard AJ having a bad review on it and wondering what he thinks. Also heard Lance had one, but we all know how he barbecues.
I didn't have a bad review on it. It's just that's not what I use, so I don't have a problem with it. I have like a pit that my dad got made for me that got welded like out of some pipe casing. So one of his oil field buddies made this pit. So I use that for stuff like that. But then my smoker it's Pits and Spits. It's a locally made wood pellet smoker. So yeah, it's all about the level of effort you want to put into smoking meat. And for me, I'm not sitting around and checking temperatures for hours on end. I like that this thing, it keeps the temperature at a certain level where I want it. It's super easy, and it's done me well. It keeps my stuff moist, and it's super efficient too, maybe too efficient. So sometimes I've got to lower the temperature from what I was used to smoking at before I had it, because if I smoke at that temperature, it cooks too fast. But
yeah,
I've never even owned a Big Green Egg, so I won't disparage them. But if you get them, at a Texas Star Grill Shop. They got great prices on those things, and they're still open.
Yeah, and you know what? This is a good time to start a hobby like that. I mean, if got to keep yourself occupied, right? So if that's something that you're interested in, that's great, man. Just get into it. I mean, I'm actually going to do my bourbon burgers for the first time in years tonight. So just to have something to do. But, well, tell you one thing you can do. You can bet on the ponies online. There's still a bunch of tracks out there running. And you can do it at betusracing.com. And the cool thing is you've got Oaklawn Park still running and Gulfstream Park still running. And so there's plenty of horses to bet. There's plenty of races. And you can bet all of them on betusracing.com right there on your phone. It's easy, and I love using this site. And if you want to try some other stuff, they've got a casino. They've got a sports book so you can play Belarusian soccer. But if you want to get on there and play blackjack, you can do that. But the ponies are where it's at, and betusracing.com is your destination. That's not all. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. How about that? Just go to betusracing.com/theblitz. That's betusracing.com/theblitz. Get in on the racing, and I'll probably have some picks up this weekend on a few of the tracks for you to play. Sign up today for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Go to betusracing.com/theblitz.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.